Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Today, the Your Hometown Tour makes a stop in the beautiful suburb of Elgin. Ride with us all day as we show you what some call the city in the suburbs. Come on, let's explore Elgin.
By the way, our hometown tour is also sponsored by the Illinois Lottery, supporting local communities throughout Chicagoland. And here's one of those local communities, Elgin, Illinois, and David Bear runs the McDonald's there. In fact, it has an asterisk by it. This is a very special location. Now, thanks for joining us, David. You're on WGN. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Actually, it's your family's business, right?
And my parents actually started the franchise back in 1967. My mom was the first franchisee in our family, a female franchisee, which is very unique back in the day, after she had a short career as a secretary for Fred Turner, who is back then the vice chair of McDonald's Corporation.
I see. So you guys knew a little bit about the business. Then your mom is a franchisee. You run the one on Larkin Avenue, own the one on Larkin Avenue in Elgin. Do you guys just own and operate one McDonald's, or do you have more than one?
No, we have a number of locations. Our home base is in Elgin. The one on Larkin Avenue is the first one we had, but we own and operate all the restaurants in Elgin and South Elgin and in some neighboring suburbs as well.
Okay, it says here the Larkin Avenue location was the first restaurant in the world to have the dual-lane drive-through. Jerry Bear, David's father, designed, constructed, and refined it from 1985 to 1988. We so take that for granted, but you guys were innovators, huh?
My parents and I'm trying to carry on their legacy of being innovators. The side-by-side drive-through was something my dad conjured up one day when he was leaving our restaurant on Larkin Avenue and going to make a deposit over at the bank up the road and saw the drive-through teller lines with the pneumatic tubes, and it just kind of, the light went off in his head, so why can't I do something like that in my McDonald's restaurant? And that was the brainchild of what we now know today is the contemporary drive-thru in most fast food restaurants.
Wait a minute. So prior to that, it wasn't just that it was a dual-lane drive-thru, but we weren't driving through at all?
No, we had drive-thrus back then. It was a single booth with a single speaker post. That was the traditional drive-thru. Back in the 80s, and then went to a second booth. So you'd pay at one booth and then get your food at the second booth. But if you look at most competitors today in our industry, they're all using a side-by-side drive-through now. That has become now the industry standard.
So you guys had to figure out how to manage all of that, and you did. What percentage of the business then is drive-through? My family wants to use the drive-through. I like to go inside places. What percentage of your customers are which?
You know, that's an interesting question because the consumers' behaviors are changing now. Certainly, they were very different in the middle of the pandemic where most dining rooms were not open. So we were 90% drive-through and the rest was through a delivery or curbside.
Right.
But now, traditionally, we're north of 70, probably 75% of our business is drive-through now in the U.S.
Drive-through as opposed to go in the restaurant. And then the other, I guess, wrinkle you find in stores like yours is a kiosk where you can order before you even go to the counter. Do you guys have that technology, and what do you make of that sort of service?
Oh, my goodness. We've got that technology and a number of other what we call omni-channels. So you can use your cell phone and order the food before you get to the restaurant.
Yeah.
You can choose whether you want to pick it up in the drive-thru or curbside or come in the dining room or at the front counter. You've got delivery that you can order on our app or on DoorDash or Uber Eats. So we've got so many ways to be convenient for the consumer and the way and how and when they want to use and interact with our brand. The kiosks are a small portion of it. I really believe people are migrating more towards their cell phone because there's nothing we talk to more than our cell phones these days, right?
That is so true. And I've seen stores where people just like, I'm standing in line, somebody walks in, picks up their stuff, and walks right out. And I go, wait, how did that happen? But they did what you just described, right?
It's pretty remarkable. Yeah, and we're actually improving that technology, so the food's going to be ready. When you get to the restaurant, you won't have to do all the extra steps that we are requiring of you today. So that's a great enhancement coming here in the next couple of weeks.
I got the feeling you're going to have one of those AI GPT chat bots that will be taking the orders in the drive-thru, too. Sounds like you guys are on the cutting edge.
We're trying to be provide the service to our guests how and when they like it. So whatever they need is what we're going to provide first and better than anybody else.
This is David Baer, and he owns and operates the McDonald's in Elgin, including the one on Larkin Avenue that we've been talking a little bit about. You guys do a lot in Elgin. You're not just a restaurant. You're a business in the community. What do you do in Elgin?
Oh, my goodness. We're born and raised in the community. We went to school in Elgin, so we're very closely involved with education, extracurricular activities, sports. We help a tremendous amount of volunteer hours in our organization. We believe sincerely in giving back to our communities, so we have a program where we pay our employees, our salaried employees, to go out and volunteer in the community. We pay them for up to 40 hours, so we tie in with Elgin Food Bank, Elgin Food Depository, Greater Elgin Food. We tie in with the Salvation Army. We tie in with hospitals and libraries, just so many different non-for-profits that we tie in with. Last year, we donated over 1,500 volunteer hours to our community.
Wow. I guess that's one of the things you have to do to keep employees, too, make it more than just a job, huh?
Well, it is more than just a job. We are a fixture in our community. We partake on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. We're involved with the Parks and Rec Department. We're involved with just about every institution that's giving back to our dear community.
Including the Ronald McDonald House, right?
Absolutely. Ronald McDonald House is our charity for sure. And we support all of our houses around the Chicago area.
And what does that mean? Is it a percent of sales? And then what happens to the money when you give it to the Ronald McDonald House?
So we have a number of ways that we contribute. We don't necessarily give a percentage of sales, but we'll do different promotions where a portion of the sales of a product will go to the charity. But we're regularly making cash donations to the charity, and we give our guests an opportunity to support the charity by rounding up in our drive-thrus. So when you place your order, even if it's done on your phone or by credit card, you can round up the coins and give that to the Ronald McDonald House charity, which provides an incredible service. For people who are bringing their ill child or family member for services, and they're really being uprooted from their home and trying to find a place of sanctity and comfort while their family member is going through some important procedure. So we see families in these living rooms inside the house. It really is a home inside of a hospital or adjacent to the hospital. And we'll go out there with our team and we'll volunteer and cook meals for people who are there while they're cheering their family members on to recovery.
I know McDonald's is promoting kicking off the new year with the classic combo, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and world-famous fries. It says here, best of all, you can get a medium fries for free every Friday with any $1 purchase exclusively in the McDonald's app. Some of them were delivered to us just a little while ago. So I'm going to end this conversation now, David, and partake of some of those McDonald's fries. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Enjoy our world-famous America's Favorite Fries and our incredible nuggets. I hope you choose the sauce of your liking. We were actually right now talking about that on social media. What's your favorite sauce to dip in? So enjoy that.
I think I would be, I guess everybody likes the honey barbecue or the honey one. I like barbecue. You got ranch, right? Is there a ranch dip I can put these in?
We have ranch. We've got buffalo. We've got special sauces that come back and make certain returns. My favorite, which we don't unfortunately have now in Chicago, is hot mustard. We don't have it in our marketplace, but they do have it in others.
Pull some strings, man. Okay, thank you, David. Nice to talk to you today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the time.